Today's share of Mishnah Berurah is Daf Ayin Gimel Omad Aleph, and we're in the middle of Siman Mem Gimel, which talks about many of the halachos of tefillin in the bathroom, and we're on Sif Vav. And the Mechaber says, Hoya lovush b'tefillin. The person was wearing tefillin, v'hutzrach lebeis hakiseh b'layla, o somuch l'chashecha, and he's wearing his tefillin all day long, as many people did, and now it's near nightfall, or it's actually after nightfall, he was still wearing his tefillin, as we discussed previously. Under certain circumstances, a person can continue to wear his tefillin if he wore them during the day, at nighttime, usually for protection purposes. But in this situation, he now has to go to the bathroom. She'ein shos lanichem od achar she'etzei. There's no point in wearing them into the bathroom, because he's going to have to take them off anyway, and therefore he's going to need not put them back on afterwards because it's nighttime. So this situation, lo yikonis bem gilulim bivigdo, he shouldn't take his tefillin wrapped up in his garments like he normally could if he's going to put him back on afterwards. V'afilu lahashtin mayim b'veis hakiseh kavua, even if he's going just to urinate in a standard bathroom, he shouldn't do this. Since he's going to have to take off the tefillin anyway, he might as well take him off before he goes into the bathroom and not bring the tefillin into the bathroom. Eloketzad Yasa, what should he do? The Mechaber says, Cholson, take them off, or minichon bikli, and put them in some sort of a container before you go into the bathroom. In Baya Botefach, or bikli she'en okilyon, afu pi she'en botefach, and if he puts them inside this kli, that is at least a tefach go big, or bikli she'en okilyon, or it's a kli that's not specifically designed as being the cover for the tefillin, even if it's not a tefach, and then then he can take the tefillin wrapped inside this kli and nichnas and go into the bathroom with the tefillin wrapped up within their original kisui, as well as this double keli over here, that would be acceptable. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chaf Aleph writes, wrote Salomar, he means to tell us over here that normally that which we said you can go put your tefillin in your hand, wrap him in a garment, and go into the bathroom and take care of your needs, and then come out and put him back on. That's only in a situation. We only allow that when you're going to put him back on anyway. So we didn't make you put them away inside the container that the tefillin go into, because it's only a temporary taking them off because you couldn't put it back on. In our situation, when there is no time to put the tefillin on afterwards, so then why settle for a less than ideal way to hold the tefillin while you're in the bathroom? Go put them inside their proper kli, inside their proper protection. In the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah points out that he said over here, it was even to go and urinate, it meant b'miyushav, while you're sitting down, or b'yafatichuach, or in the dirt, where you won't have splashing, the lekum ishim nitzotzos, and there's no concern about the nitzotzos, which we spoke about previously. In Sipkat and Chav Beis, the Mishnah Berurah adds, im hoyabo tefach, if this kli has a tefach, then it's a good cover for it. Avo kishayim bo tefach, if the thing that you're putting the tefillin into isn't the size of a tefach, again, about 4 inches, batel legabi a tefillin, then the item that you're covering up the tefillin in has become subordinate to the tefillin. It's not anymore called a cover for the tefillin, but it's considered a part of the tefillin. Kivin shu kilyon, it this way is acting as if it's a part of the tefillin, a cover, a zekel of the tefillin, and that's improper to put in without having a cover on that into the bathroom. Then the Mishnah Berurah explains, if you do have it inside a proper extra covering, a larger than a tefach size one, or one that wasn't made for the tefillin, and it covers up the tefillin even though it's less than a tefach, then you can just take it in your hand and go inside the bathroom. Why would you want to do this? Leave the tefillin outside. So the answer is, there's no safe place outside the bathroom to put them. You're afraid a passerby is going to go take your tefillin. And in this situation, we allow you to bring it with the proper covering inside the bathroom. Now we go to Sif Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Bamedvar Mamurim, under what circumstances are we talking about over here? That's Bebeis Hakiseh Shebasada. We're talking here about bathrooms that are out in the field. However, Avol Bebeis Hakiseh Shebabayis, when you're dealing with a bathroom in a house, which by definition is protected all over the place, you can put your tefillin down any place in your house. You don't have to go relying upon taking them to the bathroom to be protected. Then, Lo Yachnisim Klal, then certainly one should never bring the tefillin inside the bathroom. Because there are plenty of other places outside the bathroom in the house that are very safe, and therefore never bring the tefillin into the bathroom in that situation. An example of this would be if a person's traveling, so he's in an airport, so he's allowed to, he can't leave his suitcase outside, it's a chayfetz chashur, it'll cause a lot of trouble, and besides that, it will get stolen. So therefore, you bring your tefillin, let's say they're inside their tefillin bag, and then inside your suitcase, into the bathroom, that would be an acceptable way to protect the tefillin. But if you're in your house, don't bring the suitcase inside the bathroom. Leave the suitcase outside and go to the bathroom. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavdalet writes, Klal, meaning mashma, dafilu bekis lo yachnisen. As I just pointed out, don't bring it into the bathroom, even if it's in the suitcase. If a person is going to the bathroom in his house, don't take your satchel, don't take your bag inside the bathroom with you. It's in a protected area. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ein b'machzis hashekel." Go look in the machzis hashekel. Who writes? Shekosav d'imheim b'chisam v'nosdom b'kisa tofu b'mabusho. But if they're attached to your body, they're inside their own kiss. They're inside their own protective covering, and then they're somehow attached to your body. You have them wrapped around you in some sort of a shawl. Let's say the oso kiss eino kilyam, and that shawl is not the proper normal covering for the tefillin, but you've wrapped them up in such a way, then fevi kli toch kli umutu. Then it would be a kli with inside a kli, and you could even do it in this situation and bring it into the bathroom with you. Again, in at least the ideal world, one should not bring the tefillin into the bathroom with them, even when you could theoretically, halachically be acceptable to do so. It's pasnish to do so unless you have a reason to specifically do that. In Sivkot and Chofei, the Mishnah Berurah writes, because it's hamishtamer, it's protected. This brings us to a very interesting discussion. What about the Mishnah Berurah says, Ushaar Sfarim, other books, Uksavim, and other writings, Sheyesh Bem Shemus, that have the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in them. Imheim Bekis, Shorei Lachnitzot. So if you have books inside some sort of a covering, so then you can go and bring them inside the bathroom. This is a very practical question. When people have, for example, all sorts of benchers and little milchamarevs inside their wallet, inside their pants, then they go into the bathroom. So you have to take that out. A person has various other svarim that he keeps inside a jacket, little pocket mishnah or something like that, a pocket mishnah berurah, and he goes into the bathroom, it's inside his jacket. Does he have to take it out if he's going to urinate? So this we'll discuss in more detail. So the Mishnah Berurah says all of these types of svarim, if they're in some sort of a protective covering, imheim bekis, shari lachnis, and then you can bring him into the bathroom. Then he brings down, however, the opinion of the Elya Rabba. The Bo'in and Dafka tik besoch tik. You need a double covering over here. Im tzorchli kodesh lebesekise, to bring them into the bathroom as well. And this is the same halacha that we discussed already regarding the tefillin. And then he points out the Sefer Torah also b'chol gavne. Under no circumstance should the Sefer Torah be brought into the bathroom, even if it's in the covering within a covering. Somebody's traveling with a Sefer Torah and it's in a protective box, besides having the mantle and besides maybe having some plastic around it, so then you still don't bring that into the bathroom. Then he brings down, because of Shari Tshuva, Dosen Hamabishin Hatinokos Bekameya, Shekosu Shemos Beklap. Used to be the custom that young children, they would sometimes have a kameya around their neck that was like an amulet that had the actual Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu written on the cloth. Then you have to make sure this amulet is within a double kisui, a double protective covering. Kivon shatinokos nifnim bahem ba'od maleim. Because young little baby obviously goes to the bathroom and it's going to need his diaper changed. And therefore, this kameh would be exposed to the tzoa, the waste of the baby, and therefore it needs to be a kli besoch kli. In Dishu footnote number 20, he discusses some of these items that we've just barely touched upon in the Mishnah Berurah in more detail. It brings down l'inyon hachnososim lebeis hakiseh shel svarim shenasu bekoach hachashmal. What about bringing our printed svarim into a bathroom? So hora agor of Nissen Karlitz, v'agor of Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Zatzal, sheyesh lo hakel kishemechusim bekisu yechad. One can, in this situation, be lenient if they're at least in one covering. They don't need to be in a double covering according to these great poskim. However, Rav Yashiv Zatzal and Rav Vosner Zatzal both disagree. And they say that the svarim ka'elu are published svarim, yesh lahatzrich shnei kisuyim. One needs to have a double cover on them, just like with the tefillin as well. And one shouldn't be lenient mitam shalunase b'koach adam, just because it wasn't written by a human being, it was printed by a publishing machine, that doesn't make it that it shouldn't need a double kisui. And this is, in fact, the opinion of Chaim Kanievsky, Yibodim Chaim Chaim, Rav Kanievsky Shlita says Legabe Hamishamesh Becheder. If a person is, let's say, with his wife, he's in a one-room house or he's in a hotel, and he has svarim there, and the svarim are around on the table, and the person wishes to have relations with his wife. Yesh bo svarim hanufasim betzil ma'ide mechonos, and he has a printed chumash in the room that he's going to have his bedroom. It's preferable to put it inside some other kli as well. And this is, in fact, the opinion of the Shevet Alevi, Rav Osner, Legabe. It's other printed media, for example, newspapers, Sheshbam Divrei Torah, Shenichlu Adi Yireim. You have Dvar Torah in a newspaper. So he says these things also, Shetunim Geniza, they therefore have a certain Kiddusha to them, and they can't be just thrown away. Not everybody agrees to that. The Mishnah Brewer brings down the name of the Chavos Yoyer. That these printed svarim or printed newspapers, one doesn't have the same kedusha as a handwritten sefer. And if you don't have any other alternative, one doesn't treat them in the same way as one would a written by hand parchment. He then has the famous question, what do you do with a newspaper that has psukim in it or mamari chazal, shenichtavu letzorich melitza, and they're printed with the printing press. So it brings down from the Salma Schaim, Royally Zorabahem, Vagam Loyal Chnisim, Levesakisi. One shouldn't bring them into the bathroom as well. Brings down from Rav Moshe, Nigur's Moshe, newspapers, he says most of them shouldn't be read anyway, but those that can be read, ain't Israel Chnisim Levesakisi. There isn't a problem in bringing them into the bathroom. The Afim Nichtavu B'Ksav Ashurus, and even if they're written with Hebrew lettering. Furthermore, footnote 21, it brings down the Divrei Torah She'en Bahem Shemos. What about if you have something that's written, a nice Dvar Torah, but it doesn't have the Shem Hashem in it? It alludes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the creator of the world, or something like that. It doesn't say God's name, actually. So Shlomo Zalman writes down that Ein Isser Likonis Itom LeBeis HaKisei El K'Shem Mugulim. There's only a problem going into the bathroom if they're open. However, lo k'shem mechusim u'nochem bebege, but if they're covered up or they're put inside your clothing, you have a piece of paper in your pocket, that's not a problem, even in mechusim b'kisui yachad, even if it's only covered up with one covering. V'divrei Torah mechusim u'nochem b'soch kisa beged, and if they're inside your pocket, hareim k'munochem b'kli b'soch kli, that counts as a double kli for this respect. U'lechol adeos mutu likonis yitom leves hakise afilu la'asos tzrochot. That certainly would be acceptable, even if you're going to go to the bathroom, actually, not just walking into the bathroom. In the issue footnote 22, he brings down what happens if you have written a shtar and it has the name of God in it, G-O-D, kagon shtar dollar. If you have a dollar bill, in God we trust. So can you walk into the bathroom with a dollar bill in your pocket? So Shlomo Zalman writes, mutul achniso leves hakise, that's not a problem to carry a dollar bill, even though it says in God we trust on it, and they're talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, mishum shaladas hashach, shom in Yoredeya, Hakosud Bilaz Ein Bo Kedusha, that a God's name written in a foreign language doesn't have a Kedusha to it that would prevent you from bringing it to the bathroom. And this is, in fact, the opinion of the Mishnah Brura in Siman Pehei, Shemutu Limchok Shem Hakosud Bilaz. You could erase the word G-O-D, that wouldn't be a problem. That's not called Mechikas Hashem. Now we go to Siv Ches. The Mechaber writes, Im Shochach Tfilin Berosho, Yosem Tzrochot. The person didn't realize, again, they wore the tefillin all day long, and the person didn't realize he had his tefillin on his head, and he went into the bathroom to take care of his needs, and he did so. So what should he do? Miniach Yodo Aleim, he should keep them covered up. He realizes, oh, I'm wearing them right now, so he should cover them up with his hand. Achigmar Amud Arishon, until he completes his first bowel movement, so to say, and then Vyotze Vicholtze Vichozev Niknos. Then he goes out of the bathroom, takes off the tefillin, and comes back inside and finishes up his business. Afterwards, he goes back out and puts the tefillin back on after he washes his hands. The Mishnah Brewer in Sivkot and Chavav writes, why does he have to wait? Why not go out immediately? Why, so to say, wait till the first bowel movement is done? Because he says, the Omen Achozi may be Odomli de Hadrokan. This is dangerous if a person doesn't complete his bowel movement and tries to stop it in the middle, so that could be dangerous. The Silo Nachozi may be Odomli de Yerokun. And likewise with urination, if the urine was slowing and then he suddenly stops himself, so this could lead to a certain problem as well, a certain type of Yerokun, a certain type of jaundice, and therefore it's not recommended. Again, physiologically speaking, I'm not sure I fully understand what disease they would be exactly referring to, but certainly if the words of Chazal say that one shouldn't stop in the middle, so then that's certainly more than enough for me. Finally, Seif Tes, the Mechaber writes, Mutul Rofe, Likach Ovid Shomei Raglayim Biyodo, Utfilim Berosho. A doctor who, again, would be an Erlich HaFrum doctor, and he wears his tefillin all day long. There's no reason why a doctor, as opposed to other professions, can or cannot. In days when people wore their tefillin all day long, so the stomach of the doctor also wears tefillin all day long. But the doctor needs to take a urine sample from a patient. So the Mechaber writes, the doctor would be allowed to go carry the urinal or the specimen cup that has the urine of the patient in his hand, even though he's wearing the tefillin on his head. Nevertheless, the Mechaber says, "Abal nefesh yachmir liatzmo." A holy person, one who's careful and zealous about doing the permitzvahs properly, should try not to do this. In Siv Katan Chav Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Livdok boacholi." You're talking here about taking a urine specimen to do various examinations on the urine. Check for diabetes, check for all sorts of other things, whatever the person may need a urine sample for. Vein tzarech lachlos es ha-tefillin. Then the doctor doesn't have to take off the tefillin in that situation. The Mechaber over here chose the profession of a doctor, but Lav Davka, the Mishnah Berurah says, this would be true for anybody. Any person, for whatever the reason, has a need to bring this urine sample someplace. He's the person who's conveying the urine sample to the laboratory, or it's emptying a bedpan from a sick patient's room. Whatever the reason may be, it would apply to every person. It's not a special unique thing by a doctor. It's just that's the most likely situation where somebody would be carrying urine. This concludes Siman Mem Gimel and today's share.